Pakistan and Kashmir. That tells you a lot about what's been going underneath. And now all these grievances, you know, about increasing prices, unemployment, healthcare, infrastructure, they have coalesced into a larger, broader critique of the political arrangement, by which I mean that this committee that you mentioned, JAC, they have been demanding that the 12 seats reserved for in the local assembly for refugees from Indian diaspora Kashmir who came to this part of Kashmir post-partition, they should be abolished because they believe that you know, out of a number of 53 total seats, if you have 12 which are reserved, that undermines local representation. I hope I've kind of clarified this.
Very quickly, Mirza, yes, you have. If you could just say, you know, the history of the region, the division of Kashmir, India, Pakistan, and then also the smallest bit, China, and the colonial legacy that led to this situation in the first place.
I think this is, we can see this is the rupture of the partition, and we are seeing these splinters, you know, again and again in all parts of Kashmir. So in 1947, Kashmir was this one state called Jammu and Kashmir State, and it was split between India and Pakistan because they couldn't agree on a solution. They said they're going to solve it later via a referendum, via a plebiscite, which has never taken place. And then they fought wars over Kashmir, at least three wars, and recently last year they fought, you know, therefore this air battle after Indian tourists were killed in Kashmir. So it will flare up. It will always flare up. And the region is now, obviously, both these places are governed by India. India controls Indian Unified Kashmir, you know, with the iron grip. Pakistani state has claimed that this region is relatively free, is Azad. But we all know there's nominal autonomy there. So it is a legacy of partition, and the division was quite arbitrary. It was, you know, it's a line drawn across villages.
10 seconds, Mirza.
Sorry?
10 seconds.
Okay, so it's, the division is, and there are no rights. Basically, it's a struggle for dignity on both sides.
We want to thank you so much for being with us, and we will continue to follow this. Mirza Wahid, journalist and award-winning Kashmiri novelist. That does it for our show. I'll be in Edinburgh, Scotland, the King's Theatre on August 11th, and on August 12th, throwing of Steal the Story, Please, at the Bertha Dock House in London. Right now, we're here in New York. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
How do you find your music, what you listen to?
Radio.
You still listen to radio? Yeah.
Wait a minute. You still listen to radio?
Well, a lot of people...
Don't you?
A lot of people don't
listen... In the car.
Well, is it like a satellite radio station, or are you listening to old kind of...
Just a little thing with a knob.
All right.
Ding, radio, FM.
Yeah. Well, I noticed you drive yourself around. You drove up here today. What are you listening to in the car? Radio?
Radio.
Paul McCartney listens to radio just like you. Thank you for supporting community radio by listening to 101.5 CJUM FM.
Warning. The following program may contain controversial social material. Listener discretion is advised.
Our regular hosts couldn't be here, so here's a rebroadcast of one of their classic, beautiful episodes for your listening enjoyment. Please note, you might hear some discussion and announcements that are slightly out of date. Thanks so much for listening to UMFM 101.5.
Welcome, everyone, to another broadcast, show, episode, whatever you want to call it, of Migaj Nagamawin on UMFM 101.5. I'm in a bit of a mood today. A mood for evil wizard music, and that's what you were just hearing, Shrouded in Mystery by Forgotten Pathways. Fantastic Dungeon Synth album. Probably one of my favorites. One of my favorite albums in general, honestly. It just has such a warmth to the instrumentation on it. I very much appreciate this album. I want to get one of the plugs out of the way. Terminator, Saturday, five other bands. I don't quite remember what all of them are. I know Punitive Damage is on there, Commitment, Desgraciados. I don't really remember which other ones are on there. It's two more. All ages, 30, 35 bucks at the door. I believe doors are at 6:30. Handsome Daughter, come on down. What you just heard was Incoming and Die Fed. Again, by Forgotten Pathways. Fantastic album. We're going to keep on rolling with it because I actually don't have a lot of time today. Next is Wood Elfin. Thank you. shrouded in mystery by forgotten pathways. The next song is a little over 11 minutes long, so I did want to take a little bit of time right now to go over a little bit of background information on this one. This is a 1991 album by Cedric Hommel from Germany. Now, because it was made back in 1991, it kind of predates a lot of the more advanced digital audio workspaces that we have nowadays. So nearly all of this album was created on an analog synthesizer. And it is so difficult to try and capture the sound of that organ. I've tried so many times. The closest I've gotten have been, like, children's keyboards. And those don't exactly have lines out. So, it's been very difficult. Still, such an amazing album. Inspired me a long time ago to try and do a Dungeon Synth project, but nothing came of that. Listening to it now, though, I think I want to take another swing at it. We're going to keep on rolling. Darkened in Caverns Deep. Forgotten Pathways.
Thank you.
nearing the end of this one. I actually didn't think we would get through this in enough time, so probably going to follow it up with Supreme Pizza Synth by Stuffed Crust. But before then, we're going to wrap up with Shrouded in Mystery. Going to be moving on to Battle of Bravelier, the outro. But I did want to throw in a little thing I forgot to mention on the trivia section in the last, on my last trivia section. Because it was made in 1991, it kind of follows along with, like, the rest of the conventions happening with, like, the emergence of Dungeon Synth. And it really sticks to, like, the medieval feel of the genre that the genre was, like, founded with. And, oh, man, it just nails it. It just nails it so hard, man. It's the perfect Dungeon Synth album. Absolutely. It's still close enough to black metal, but, like, different enough to just be its own thing. It, to me, at the very least, genuinely feels like it was pulled out of the, like, 1400s, 1500s. Love it. Battle of Bravelier. Forgotten Pathways. Oh. Shrouded in Mystery by Forgotten Pathways. I'm not going to blather on anymore about how much I love that album. It's just perfect. About as perfect as it gets. Also wanted to take a second right now just to plug another little show happening down at the Handsome Daughter again. Homefront, Imploders, Pure Impact, and True Breed. This is an all-ages show. Doors are at 7:30. I don't know how much it's going to be. I'd say be safe, bring 20, 40 bucks, something like that. It's going to be good. Pure Impact is always great. We're going to follow that one up with, again, Supreme Pizza Synth by Stuffed Crust. I just wanted to follow up with, like, our serious, real, just straight dungeon synth with, like, a bit. And it's a good bit. This is Ceremonial Resting Place of the Decrepit Pizza. I'll be for real, I did not listen to that prior to this. I was not expecting that to be that good. I'm going to continue on with Stuffed Crust. Blasphemous Conjurations of Banished Flavor, followed by Cauldron of Desecrated Marinara. Ugh. Beautiful. Perfect. Cauldron of desecrated marinara. Awesome. Just wanted to tease next week's episode, show, again, whatever you want to call it. We got some bootlegs from the boot camp show. Probably going to play Boot Camp itself. Negative Charge, Age of Self. Unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, I'm still learning the equipment. Lackey's bootleg is entirely unusable. All I got was guitar and vocal, and that was it. I think maybe I had some snare too. The bass, the rest of the drum kit, totally lost. Did not show up in the mix at all. I was taking it directly from the board. Apparently, all they do at St. James Lanes is snare, mic, guitar. Thank you for letting me know, Graham. I wish I knew before. We're going to close off with... Let's go with... some Kobold. Walking Through the Darkness. Gigawabamin, Minowa, Niwijawaganag. I'll see you next week.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Come on, come on! What are you waiting for?
Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby. I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel-good juice. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah. See, what it is we're all community. And when you're a community and when love enters into it...
Just give me indie rock!
UMFM 101.5, broadcasting 1,200 watts from the University of Manitoba, giving Winnipeg and the surrounding community the good stuff since 1998.
Bye.